Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Drive to left field, and this ball is gone. He's tied Clemente. Andrew McCutchen has homered to give the Pirates the lead here in the third. It's 2-1 as he lines his fifth home run of the season over the left field wall, gives him 240 as a Bucco, and matches Roberto Clemente for third on the all-time Pirates home run list.
Greg Brown. Andrew McCutchen, second on the team in OPS. He is 38 years old. Neil Walker played with Andrew McCutchen, obviously, is 39 years old. I would imagine that this is quite impressive to a man such as Neil. Neil brought to us by Goodrich and Geist. Get the good guys, Goodrich and Geist. And Neil also brought to you by Mike Camlin Hyundai, home of the Mike Camlin Advantage, oil changes for life. Neil, can you imagine having a 770 OPS and hitting homers just last year? I mean, it's remarkable what this guy is doing.
Yeah, I certainly can't. I mean, he's unbelievable. And you know, the biggest thing for me playing with Andrew and knowing Andrew and, you know, up until, you know, I retired, I probably played more games with Andrew than any other player in my career or life for that matter, is just how he's defying time. Like, he's defying his age right now. It's incredible. Like, you know, he blew out his knee when he was in Philadelphia on kind of a quirky play. But outside of that, you know, he said, you know, every once in a while he'll get nicked up, but the guy's durable, and he plays through a lot of crap, and he's just such a professional hitter from day one. Those years that he was, you know, he won the MVP and was second in the MVP voting, like, you just knew on a nightly basis it was must-watch TV. You knew that he was going to impact the game in some form or fashion. And so, you know, people say, like, are you surprised at what he's doing now? And I'm like, no, because I've seen it firsthand. I've seen the work he puts in, how he takes care of himself, you know, blessed with not being having, you know, diabolical injuries over the course of his career. And the guy is still putting up quality at bat after quality at bat.
Neil, I would imagine, too, seeing him, a guy that you're close to, Ty Clemente, with the obvious ties to your family. I mean, how were you feeling in that moment?
Yeah, I was. You know, I was on the TV side, and you know, he hit a home run the night before, and he was joking that he didn't. It was the last day of May. He was joking that he didn't. He just wanted to get one in May after, you know, not getting one, a home run, that is. And I was like, kind of laughing, because I was like, dude, he's going to hit another home run tomorrow. This is just how he rolls. And wouldn't you know it, his second bat, he sneaks one over the wall in San Diego. So, yeah, it's super nostalgic, though. I mean, you can't help but see the names on the list that he's either creeping up towards or surpassing and not think how remarkable his career has been. And anybody that understands how difficult the game is knows how impressive his career has been, and who knows how much longer it continues. I mean, if he's at a 750 to 800 OPS at the end of this year, and physically he's feeling all right, I mean, who's to say that he is not capable of doing it next year?
Neil, when it's all said and done, will he be a Hall of Famer?
I think he's going to be right on that borderline. I think that his numbers, I think his WAR is up close to 60, maybe 55, 60. Yep. I can't remember. Do you guys have that information?
Had it earlier. It is about 60, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the guys that are in that same realm. It's kind of right on that borderline. So, I personally would love to see it. I think he's a Hall of Fame player, but you know, you also have no idea what some of these voters really dig into when they're looking at it. You know, of course he never won a World Series, but he does have an MVP. So, like, you know, how are people looking at that? But you know, in my mind, he is a borderline Hall of Famer for sure.
Neil, how vocal was he back when you guys were going to the playoffs 13, 14, 15? I mean, I thought what he said after the game in that bad third strike three call on Henry Davis, I thought that was a great leadership moment for him, taking the guys behind closed doors and then publicly letting us all in on what he told the guys. Was he that kind of guy back then? Was it lead by example? What were you guys dealing with every day when it came to his leadership?
Yeah, he was much more of a lead by example type of guy. You knew he was going to play every single day. You know, especially on those 13, 14, 15 teams, we had leaders kind of in all the categories. And by that, what I mean, you know, Russell Martin was the leader of the catchers. We had a couple of infielders, you know, that were leaders. Andrew was kind of the leader of the outfield. AJ Burnett was the leader of the starting pitching staff. Tony Watson was, and Mark Melanson, some of these guys were leaders, and Jason Grilley were kind of the leaders of that bullpen. So there were guys that, you know, that were a little more vocal, you know, guys like Grilley, maybe even a little bit more like myself, and guys like Andrew that were setting the tone as far as, you know, I'm going to play banged up. I'm going to play every day. There's no getting out of the lineup for me. You know, get on my back. I'm going to carry you guys, but this is how we're going to do things. No complaining. Find ways to win on a daily basis. But having said that, when Andrew spoke, everybody listened. And most of the time it was, you know, during times where, you know, something really needed to be said with, you know, the way things were going or being played or not pressing too much or whatever that may be. So we've definitely, to your point, have seen him evolve a little bit more as this guy that understands he's kind of on the, you know, 17, 18th hole of his career. And he's, you know, passing it forward and wants to see this organization and see these young guys play the game the right way and succeed. So not surprised that he did what he did in San Diego, but definitely, you know, he's come a long way from being that, you know, mostly lead by example guy to be more of a lead with his voice and as a lead by example guy.
Neil, do you give your brother-in-law any tips and does he use them?
You know, we have really good conversations, and he's what's great about Donnie is he doesn't think he knows it all, and that's one of the reasons why he brought in Gene Lamont, and also he's given some other guys on the on his staff a little bit more of a role since he's moved out of that bench coach role and Shelty's moved on. So he'll ask you, he'll say, you know, what'd you think about this? What'd you think about that? Because, you know, having played, or even for example, you know, the play by play guys, you know, Joe and Greg, they obviously didn't necessarily play, but man, they do every single game, and they see and they watch and they feel the pulse of the organization and the team. And so he is very open to, you know, things that he may not see because it's right in front of him. So I wouldn't say tips, but I would say, you know, we do have good conversations about, you know, what do you see? Does it look like this guy's pressing? Does it look like this guy is comfortable up there? What do you see? And so that is a very good leadership quality, in my opinion, because, you know, if you're an I know it all type of manager or coach, you're probably not doing your job all that well, because there's so many people, a la Gene Lamont, that have seen so much in the game of baseball. And when you think that you know everything, there's always somebody out there that knows more.
That's a great answer to a great question.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, Neil, I'm nervous to ask this question. So Henry Davis strikes out the other day with the bases loaded. We all see the box. Yep. The Levin Furniture and Mattress strike zone. And it's 1.8 inches off the plate we have seen. I know, like, back in the day, it was protect with two strikes. Is that taught anymore? And more to the point here, settle the debate. Should Henry have swung at that pitch?
Well, let me set the scene for you, okay? You got the closer in, who is probably one of the better closers in baseball. He's got a 100 mile an hour sinker. You're in a 3-2 count, two outs, and bases loaded. So you know there's a very, very high probability you're getting a fastball. So you're somewhat in what I like to call swing mode, which is kind of protect mode. But I do know this. If I'm in the batter's box and I'm right-handed and know a guy has a sinker and know he's probably throwing a sinker, I'm telling myself I need to see this pitch out of his hand, you know, out over the plate, because if it starts middle or middle in, it's going to run in and off the plate. So my first reaction is, you know, yes, he should have swung to try to put that in play. If he did swing, there's probably a good chance he fouls it off to the poolside or hits a ground ball to the third baseman. But I would venture to say that Henry probably had the same thoughts. When he saw that ball release out of Suarez's hand, he said, oh, okay, there's a fastball. It started middle in. This thing's going to run off the place. And it did exactly what I just mentioned. It was a sinker. It came in and on his hands. So the straight answer is probably, yeah, he probably should have offered and tried to protect. But I can understand why he didn't swing, because as hitters, you're so in tune to looking for pitches to start in certain spots. And if they do, your brain can kind of tell you, oh, that's a ball, or, oh, that's going to be close, I need to protect. So I don't want to commit to saying he should have swung, what was he doing, because I've been in that same situation and had that go in a similar way. And your first reaction is, yeah, I probably should have protected. But that's a tough one. That's a real tough one, because you don't want to swing it. You don't want to swing at balls. And if he swings at that again, it's a sinker down and in. And if he does put it in play, it's probably a weak ground out to the third baseman, or it's a foul ball. But yeah, you kind of want to live another day. So I'm sorry to go in circles.
No,
right,
that's
there,
a hell of an answer.
It's not a direct answer. Okay, so
no, you can give the perspective that we're not going to have. I mean, that ball's coming out of his hand. It's diving inside. And ultimately, it should not have been called a strike. There's no debate about that. That thing was off the plate. Neil, this was wonderful. You are the man. That was a great conversation today, man.
Yes, it was.
Well, good. Well, I appreciate you guys. I always love talking to you, and the banter's always good. Now, me and Harry Callis had a nice talk about playing or not playing some infield. I know he's got some demons from his childhood about playing second base. So we talked about that a little bit. I let him know that it's kind of interesting. Cole Young, I'm not sure if you guys saw, the NA grad, got called up, and I get to work with him in the off season a little bit. And he came to me a couple years ago and he said, the Mariners want me to play some second base during spring training and possibly moving forward. And I said, well, great, we'll get some work in. You know, how much have you played second base? And he said, I've never played second base. And I was like, never? Like, you've never played second base at all? No, always played shortstop. So I literally, as a 19-year-old, he's a 19-year-old kid, I had to take him from Jump Street and teach him how to play second base. So I was trying to give Harry some advice, letting him know, I know that second base is not easy. It wasn't an easy transition for me. But even at the major league level, there's guys that haven't done it, in the arm angle and turning the double plays, especially the double play throws at second base. That's not easy. So I know he's got some reservations about that. He wants to play second. He doesn't want a DH. Of course, all the best athletes do, just like Harry. And so, you know, hopefully he gets a shot maybe at playing second base and exercising those demons.
Neil, you're the Fantastic. Nicest man in baseball. Thank you, buddy.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
We'll Thanks, talk to Neil. You next week.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.